Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think one of the questions that is clearly going to be asked in each and every interview that the Browns do when they talk about who should be the next head coach, Shadur's name has to come up in all this. Now, I want to preface this by saying that Andrew Berry did not give Shadur Sanders a gigantic vote of confidence when he talked earlier this week. He made it sound like, especially when he started talking about what was the exact wording on that? Do you remember, Dan? It was like outside influence, outside quarterback. Jeff made a big deal about this early. And I'm trying to remember the exact words that he used. It was outside, maybe like an outside factor at quarterback that could come in from beyond the system, from what they already have. I'm on the record. I'm ready to roll. If Shadur Sanders is starting quarterback next year, I'm down with it. I have no problem with it. I did see progress. And I don't know how much of that was Kevin Stefanski's credit. I read some of the things that are just ridiculous that are said about Kevin Stefanski and Shadur Sanders. I can't believe some of the things that people just assume that are I'm like, come on, man. Do you really think Kevin Stefanski especially woke up in the morning and go, oh well, let's lose and I'm gonna no. The biggest problem I had with Kevin and Shadur was when they made him the number two quarterback. They didn't get him ready. There's just no question about it. If you wanted to look at him and you know, the folks that want to wear the glasses that don't see that he was a fifth-round draft pick, I get it. I understand it. He played better than – he proved to everybody that he was worthy of more than being a fifth-round draft pick. I'll say that with no hesitation. And that, to me, I want to see if he can do something more with this. I don't know if he is the future. I don't. I didn't see enough of him last year. And you know what? I would say that about any rookie quarterback. Like, we put this kid in a bad position early on. You threw him out there as the number two quarterback. Next thing you know, he's out on the field, had no practice time with the guys on the field. That's ridiculous. The second you knew he was going to be number two, that was the moment you should have had him, you know, ready to be and to go out on the field and to play with the first teamers, at least if you just got him a little bit of practice before, which would be understandable for a backup quarterback. When you made him number two, you owed it to him, you owed it to the team, you owed it to your fans to make sure that he would be ready and not have to come in ice cold that first game. And so each and every week there was some improvement there. And, you know, I sit here and I get ripped left and right. I read this all the time where I say he makes you relevant. Guess what? People talk about the Cleveland Browns because Shadur Sanders is on the team, regardless of whatever he does on the field. That is a fact. And that is a fact when you have a high-profile quarterback that has millions of followers on social media, that people are interested. Guess what? At the end of the day, this is an entertainment business. At the end of the day, it's about entertainment, and it's about teams making money. Hate to say that's the truth, but it is. We sit here as fans, and we want to believe that we're in la-la land, trying to understand that, you know, oh, well, you know, he earns this, or he deserved this. Nothing's given. You know that. LeBron taught you that, didn't he? So, again, I walk into next season wondering what the next head coach is going to do, or how he is going to lead Shedeur Sanders or any other quarterback that he may have in front of him. So, I mean, Shedeur Sanders fans, are you mad at Andrew Berry for what he said there? He didn't give you what you wanted to hear. You wanted to hear, no questions asked, Shedeur Sanders is your starting quarterback next year. You did. That's what you wanted to hear. He didn't give that to you. And you might have already said, well, when they got rid of Stefanski, why didn't they get rid of him too? I hear you. A lot of people thought it was a package deal either way. The door is open for a quarterback next year, whether you want to believe it or not.
All right, let's whip the T-bone between the angry dogs. Here we go. First, the way that the quarterback situation was handled from training camp on the minute that he was drafted was a joke. They did the best they could with what they have. I will give Kevin Stefanski that credit. I think he did the best he could. But it was a crappy situation. To be handed two rookie quarterbacks, good luck. There's no way you can develop two rookie quarterbacks. We've talked to former GMs. We've talked to former coaches. Mike Martz came on this airway and said, there's no way in hell you can develop two rookie quarterbacks at the same time. That's silly. So I think they did the best they could in a crummy situation. Okay? That's the first thing with it. There's no way you could have made this better while still having a quarterback be prepared to go out and face an NFL team that has been focusing on with one goal of defeating you and all of the reps going to one quarterback so that they can defeat you. Okay? No matter how you split these reps, there's no good way to go about this. After a 7-game sample size of Shedeur Sanders, I would say his 5th-round draft pickness might be the best asset he has going for him, with the fact that he's cheap. And by that, I mean you don't have to turn around and you don't have to worry about paying him a boatload of money when you're going to have to pay Deshaun Watson a boatload of money. And I know you can yank a couple of levers, but where this team is right now, do you really want to kick the can down the road and turn into the New Orleans Saints at some point where all of a sudden the credit card bill is due and you're looking around going, oh, crap, now what? So that's the other thing with it, is he's cheap. Whoever you bring in as the head coach should not be attached to Shedeur Sanders like you have to play him. He did very little in that run that would make me think that the new head coach has to put his arm around him and say, this is my guy, or else he's out of the question. Does that make sense to you? I don't think he did anything that would make me... I'm going to pick a name from the sky. I don't mean this to be the guy or anything like that. I do not think he did anything that would make Dan Pitcher want to take his arm and put him around and go, Shedeur Sanders is my guy and we're going to win with him, and make that be forced in the job interview.
I don't think so either. How does Andrew Berry have this conversation with people he's interviewing? What is he? Is he saying we'd like Shedeur to be the front runner? We would like Shedeur to be a part of the competition. By the way, we also have a very expensive guy that's still sitting around here, too. And what are your thoughts on Deshaun Watson? Can Deshaun Watson play?
Bye.
Where do you see?
No.
As a coach, you're walking out the door? You're not walking out the door if you're looking for a head coach's job. You're not.
If you're going to try to push that on me as a head coach, then this job will be filled by the 8th choice. If you're going to try to push Deshaun Watson on that coach, it's going to be filled by the 8th choice. Nobody's coming in here and going, yeah, I can turn around Deshaun Watson. Or if they are, they're really feeding you a line. I'm sorry, in the last 10 years, you really want to start a guy who's had shoulder surgery, has blown out both ACLs and blown out his Achilles twice? You really want to start that at a guy who relied on his athleticism to begin with?
I'm still paying him, so what are you going to do with him?
He's going to sit. Do you want to win games, or do you want to shove your mistake down your fans' throats? What do you want to do? That if you're going to try to sell me that I have to play Deshaun Watson, that's my answer back to you. Do you seriously want to win games, or do you want to shove a mistake down your fans' throats? Because if you want to do that, you can go hire coordinator du jour, who's currently coaching tight end somewhere, and he'll start Deshaun Watson for you because it's 1 of 32. If you want to win, let's have a different conversation. I just don't think your conversation to winning starts with Deshaun Watson. I don't think there is a way to save it. Now, if he rolls into camp and starts, all of a sudden it looks fantastic and everything is 100% better, which I highly doubt because in the last 10 years, he has blown out both ACLs, had shoulder surgery, and snapped his Achilles twice. It's not exactly a guy who you're going to commit and go, yeah, that's the peak of athleticism.
He's been working hard, though.
Good.
So I keep hearing that. He's
fantastic.
Working hard.
Good for
your
him.
Your general manager told you at the beginning of the week he's working hard.
Good. That's wonderful. By the way, have those guys ever come out and said, this guy's not working that great?
No, that guy's lazy.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never once heard of
him. Once either. It'd be fantastic. I'd love it if they did that at some point. Yeah, so it's like, he's just not doing it. He's been hiding. We legitimately, we run a warm-up lap, and it's like high school track. We run a warm-up lap, and this guy goes and hides in the bathroom.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
But, like, that's – if I'm the head coach, if you're going to try to go, all right, you have to come in here and you have to have Shedeur Sanders as your starting quarterback, I don't think he has done anything, especially after the Titans game. He has done a whole heck of a lot that makes me go, yes. He went up against the worst defensive football in Cincinnati and not play well.
You got 6 points.
Made two throws when he needed to. I'll give him that.
And twice he had you at the end of the game. He put you in a spot to win that. He won that game and lost the other one.
But he was
I remember going back and forth with Jeff early on. It was the second or third start. And I was like, you know what? He didn't have the greatest game. But at the end of the game, I think it was second start, that I'm like, he moved the team down the field when they needed him the most. Now, whether the other team was playing prevent defense or whatever, it didn't matter. He did what he needed to do to get the team in position.
He was not good against the Steelers. He was not good against the Bears, which is also not a great defense. He was not good against Cincinnati. It felt like the more tape the teams got on Shedeur Sanders, they made the adjustment. It's like the hitter that comes out scorching hot in the first 14 games, and then all of a sudden there's an adjustment made.
How is Andrew Berry selling the quarterback situation to any candidate? Or does the candidate have to sell Andrew Berry on what he wants to do with his current quarterbacks and then get into this big conversation about, well, we really should draft a quarterback. We might want to think about doing this or do that. How does that conversation play out in these interviews?
Is it candidate dependent? It's got to be. I mean, because they're in a position, they can bring in veteran quarterback X if they want to. Like, they 100% have the ability that they could go, all right, let's bring in Malik Willis on a 2-year deal or a 3-year deal for 15 to 17 mil a year or 20 mil or whatever that contract looks like. You could do that. Like, they could make that work on the cap. They can yank enough levers to make it work if that's the direction whatever coach wants to go. If I'm them, I'm not selling them on the quarterback. I'm selling them on this being a blank slate. Of going, hey, if you want Shedeur, you can do. There you go. He's right there for you. If you want Dylan Gabriel, I don't know why, but he's right there for you. If you want Deshaun Watson, God help you, he's right there for you. But if you want to go veteran quarterback X, we can make that work too. And I think that's the way you have to sell this. Would you buy that one if you're a head coaching candidate? Hey, here's what we have, but we can also go get what you want.
I think my biggest point is to... I'm trying to look at this from, like, why are we in this position in the first place, right? So, again, Brian Anderson said this perfectly. You let your other head coach go, right?
Yeah.
And you look at what was there, and I don't know what you were expecting. If we're just saying, and then you let him go, and his name becomes one of the hottest names for a head coaching position for seven positions. So pretty much Kevin Stefanski is going to probably land the job as a head coach next year. Do we all feel confident in that?
Yes.
Now, I did feel confident Mike Vrabel was going to land the job his first year, and he didn't.
I don't know if he wanted to.
Or maybe he was just hoping for that Patriots job on the first turn.
On top of the fact that he was still under contract with the Titans and probably wanted to be a... Because if you're a consultant, you
right,
could
you still
collect checks.
Yeah.
In the same way that Robert Saleh was a consultant with the Green Bay Packers on the defensive side of the ball, so he could keep collecting checks from the Jets.
Hmm.
I mean, that's the other side of this thing. My big thing, if I'm sitting down with these coaches, I'm looking at them and saying, what is your plan for quarterback?
Yeah, you got to tell me who you're giving me. Are you going to draft one? Are we going to bring in a vet? Are we going to stick with the two young guys we have? I think it's the team's responsibility to give them some kind of a hypothetical window on what their actual plans are. Whether they believe that or not, you still have to give them that input to let them know so they can come up with an idea. The bigger part is going to be rebuilding that offensive line.
Yes. Yeah. And I think they'll throw, hopefully, high draft picks at it and maybe a free agent signing or two to help that case because, I mean, if you talk Joel Bitonio into coming back, which, who knows, then you're replacing four out of the five instead of five out of the five. And that's your best case scenario.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. How does Shedeur Sanders play into this coaching search? That's really the question.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.